AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Terror attack in France. One person's been beheaded, others wounded in an attack on a gas factory in southern France. Two attackers in a car with Arabic banners set off an explosion at the factory, we're told. One of the attackers said to be under arrest. France's top security official is going there now. We don't know anything else at the moment. Here in this country, the president is going to Charleston, South Carolina today to remember the victims of last week's deadly shooting at a historic black church. Our Mark Smith is traveling with him.
The president said this carnage was especially tragic for its setting.
In a place of worship where congregants invite in a stranger to worship with them, only to be gunned down.
He's also said it underscores both the continued blight of racism and the need for America to come to grips with the cost in blood of lax gun laws. But aides say Obama's focus today will be on the victims, the Reverend Clemente Pinckney and the others cut down as they studied scripture at Charleston's historic Emmanuel AME Church. Mark Smith, Charleston, South Carolina.
The Supreme Court saved the president's signature health care plan again, preserving subsidies for millions to help pay their insurance premiums. But Republicans are still promising to work to have what they call Obamacare repealed. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
This is House Speaker John Boehner.
We're going to continue our efforts to do everything we can to put the American people back in charge of their own health care and not the federal government.
But on the heels of the law's second victory in the Supreme Court, top Senate Democrat Harry Reid says Republicans need to move on.
Stop banging your heads against the wall on this legislation.
Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
With the July 4th holiday coming up, gas is $2.78 a gallon. This is AP Radio News. Now to last night's NBA draft. Mike Moriarty reports from New York.
Kentucky center Carl Anthony Towns was selected by the Minnesota Timberwolves with the first pick in the 2015 NBA draft. The Los Angeles Lakers selected Ohio State guard D'Angelo Russell with the second pick, and Duke center Jahlil Okafor went to the Sixers at number three. The New York Knicks used their number four pick on Latvian Kristaps Porzingis, much to the dismay of the hometown crowd, while guard Mario Hezonja went to the Orlando Magic to round out the top five. Mike Moriarty, New York.
Donald Trump is responding to word that Univision is dropping the Miss USA pageant because of what he said about Mexican immigrants. During his presidential kickoff speech last week, he said immigrants from Mexico bring drugs and crime to this country, though he said he assumes there are some good people too. Trump is saying his comments were directed at U.S. policymakers, not the Mexican people and not the Mexican government, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.